Comics for Beginners podcast number one, the three biggest mistakes I made in my comics career. Yeah, hi, thanks for listening. This is the first of a series of Comics for Beginners podcasts. My name is Palle. That's a Danish name. I live in Denmark. I'm born and bred in Denmark. I'm a writer, illustrator, comic book artist since 1998. I live in Copenhagen with my wife and two daughters. What can I tell you about Denmark? It's a very small country of 5+ million. It's home to companies such as Lego, Carlsberg, and Lars von Trier. We have royalty, which is kind of weird. We have a female prime minister, which is kind of cool. And we have a comics industry that's virtually non-existent. I'm not in Denmark right now. I just landed here in San Diego last night, where I'm attending the annual Comic-Con. First time I attended was in 2011, when my book The Devil's Concubine was released from IDW Publishing. Now I have a new book out called Stiletto that I'm hoping to get some people interested over here. And stay tuned for more On the Road podcasts, because I'm hoping to get some interviews with other creators on the arts and crafts of making comics. So anyway, the three biggest mistakes I made in my comics career. Here we go. Number one, not starting. Is probably the biggest mistake I made. It was all because of insecurity about whether I had the right skills, what kind of tools other comics creators used. So did they use special paper? What was the format? What kind of pens did they use? All sorts of insecurities that kept me from starting. Another thing was that, you know, I didn't know if I was good enough, which is really stupid, because how can you ever become good at something when you never do it? If you want to learn to swim, you have to get in the water. So that's probably the biggest mistakes I made, was not starting earlier. If I could go back to my old self and help see myself out there on the pier, I would go up to myself and give myself a good kick in the butt to get in the water. Okay, so and the second biggest mistake was probably that I was too ambitious. I really wanted to make a big splash, you know, to make an impact with this big, important graphic novel. And, of course, I failed miserably. I have quite a few ditched projects in my drawer. So if I could go back to my old self and give myself a piece of advice, it would be to start small. Now, that was a piece of advice that I eventually did get, which is connected to mistake number three, not seeking out peers. Now, why didn't I seek out other people who were doing what I wanted to do, which was to make comics and draw for a living? Well, I never knew that I could. It never occurred to me to search for other people who were kind of doing the same thing. I was, hovering in the periphery of the comics scene in Denmark, which I told you earlier is not that big. So it wouldn't have been a problem to find people if I had tried. But I never even tried. I guess the thing about making art, whether you're a violinist or a painter or a poet or whatever, is that your parents have a tendency to tell you to get an education and you know, eventually a job, because they want to help you, they want to protect you, they want to make sure that you pick a career that will actually allow you to make some money, roof over your head, stuff like that. But where I live, having a roof over your head is like a basic normal thing. It's not like many places in the world where if you're not making money, you're living out of a cardboard box next to the highway. Denmark is much more safe and secure in that way. So I should have been able to pursue my artistic ambitions sooner. It just never occurred to me. So I did go out and get an education. In fact, I got three. Well, it's not quite fair to call them educations. They were half educations, maybe. I've studied for many, many years, and I hid my comics and role-playing game illustrations and whatever not I was doing. I hid those things underneath my school papers when the teacher was walking by at the School of Architecture, for example. I was doing prospective drawings that we were supposed to work on, and I had my illustration work hidden underneath it. I mean, how mature is that? And it wasn't really until I bumped into to another comics artist that you actually might know. He's done some work in the U.S. comics industry, Peter Snipia. I met him in the late 90s. You will know Snipia from such books as Books of Magic, Starman, A God Somewhere. He's done stuff on Preacher and The Boys. Lots of stuff, and he's made a living from doing U.S. comics for many, many years. Nowadays, he's doing mostly French comics and illustration work, and also is doing some writing. And he became sort of a mentor for me, and I visited his studio, Gimle Studios, in Copenhagen, and that was the late 90s, and that was a big, big thing for me to show up there and see other artists, dozens of artists sitting there, working with on illustrations and comic books, and actually making a living out of this. And it blew my mind. It had never occurred to me that was possible. So I had put it away somewhere, and it just never occurred to me to seek out people who were doing the same kind of thing that I wanted to do. And so coming up there was a mind-blowing thing for me, and I actually ended up getting a table there, and worked out of that place for the next 12 years since 98 and forward. Yeah, so those are the three biggest mistakes. If we were to go over all of my mistakes in comics or whatever, we would be here all day, so let's just take the three top ones. But these and many other mistakes I've learned from, and that's the reason for the Comics for Beginners program. Everything I know about making comics, I try to cram into these 10 tutorial videos as a sort of a step-by-step guide for aspiring creators, full of pitfalls to avoid and shortcuts you can take and mind hacks that will help you overcome these fears and insecurities. So if you're not at the site right now already, I encourage you to go to www.comicsforbeginners.com and check out the videos. See if it's something for you. We also have a free ebook when you sign up for the newsletter, which is also free and has some great tips and tricks for making comics. It's a non-spammy, non-salesy. I don't even know if that's a word, but the newsletter is definitely not where I'm trying to sell you something. So, and you can opt out anytime. So yeah, sign up for that. And and I would also appreciate any input you have. I'm still looking to learn. I'm learning now, doing podcasts. I haven't done that much before. So thanks for listening, and now go make your own mistakes and learn from that. Take care. Thanks for listening to the Comics for Beginners podcast. For tutorial videos and more hands-on tips on how to write and draw comics, go to comicsforbeginners.com.